The Gemara Davov Amar Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Omar Mar. So the Gemara now repeats what we just said in the previous Braisa. It says in the Braisa, if you have a chitz that's omuk yud v'roch of dalad, that's a criteria of Rishus HaYochid, 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, that makes it Rishus HaYochid, or it could be above ground. The koisa gvaya yud, and the area is roch of dalad, zui Rishus HaYochid gemura, that's what it says in the Braisa. So what does it mean, zui Rishus HaYochid gemura? Limute mai, it comes to exclude something. What is it coming to exclude that is not a Rishus HaYochid? It's coming to tell me, Lafuki Rabbi Yehuda, what he considers Rishus Yochid, we do not consider in the Braisa Rishus Yochid. What's that, Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani, the Tanya, Yesra Kain Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesra Kain, the following. Mishiyesh Labez Botim, Bishnei Tzid Rishus Rabim. If someone has two rows of homes on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, that means Rishus Rabim is like a street in the middle. One side of the street, you have a row of homes. The other side of the street, you have another row of homes, which is two mechitzas. Rabbi Yehuda considers two mechitzas the area in between Rishus HaYochid, even though it's mefulish, even though it's a thoroughfare goes right through from the front and from the back, from the top and from the back, because it's a regular street. Imagine a street, two rows of homes. Rabbi Yehuda holds the two mechitzas to be considered Festa Shtaka Mechitzas, it's Rishus HaYochid. So Zui Limute, it's coming to Afuke Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that two Mechitzas is also Rishus HaYochid. The Tanya Yesakan of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishesh, Beis Bat Mishnei Tzid Rishus Rabim. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it might be Rishus HaYochid, the Raisa, but Rabbanon still required a certain requirement because it looks like Rishus Rabim. People are just walking through. So what do you require? Zok Dimar Davoma Mebeis, Oysa Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, Rabbi Yehuda required that at the one side of the opening of this row of homes where the people are walking through, you make a lechi and a lechi mikan. Look, Rashi, b'shtei pei shel echem en abatim, on the two corners of one of the homes, you make a lechi on each entrance, or you can make a koira. A lechi is like a simen that comes out, a blita. Or a koira means a beam, a top beam, clearly defining that this is not a regular Rishus Rabim. Don't look at, or shouldn't look like it. It's really Rishus Yochid Kong Tim. But people shouldn't look at it that this is a Rishus Rabim. No, there's a reminder here. This is not a regular Rishus Rabim. So that's why he holds a lot of carry in between. That's a requirement, even though it's Rishus Yochid, but you still need to make this requirement so it shouldn't look like you're carrying in a regular Rishus Rabim. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And we're coming lafuke zui Rishus HaYochid, dalad mechitzas, chitz kavoya omuk hasoga. So it's four mechitzas, but not two. What about three? Three is a machlokes rishonim. Our braisa says dalad mechitzas. It's mukha mechitzas. And the braisa, we're coming lafuke is Rabbi Yehuda, says two. So two for sure not. Three is a machlokes rishonim if it's Rishus HaYochid midaraisa or not. Zog the Gemara, Omru loy, the Chomet told this Rabbi Yehuda over there in Erevin, that's not a way to be ma'arav Rishus Rabim. It's a regular Rishus Rabim. You can only make an Erev on a mokum that's midaraisa, not a Rishus Rabim. They hold this a regular Rishus Rabim. Zok Gemara, so meaning Chomim held this a Rishus Rabim because it's not a Rishus Yochid. So when we said it's lafuke this Rishus Yochid, do Rishus Yochid Gemura. Lafuke what Rabbi Yehuda calls Rishus Yochid, because we hold like the Chachamim that say, Eim Ayim Rishus Rambekach, it's Rishus Rabim. So what does it mean? It's not a Rishus Yochid Gemura. So you might think, keep leaking Rabbanon later Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbanon argue Rabbi Yehuda when you have two rows of homes that they consider it a Rishus Rabim and not a Rishus Yochid? The Lahav Rishus Yochid, Hanimila Lataltel. They argue on this kula that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish. They allowed to carry in between as long as you have a simon of a lechi or a kaira. The kula we argue, we'd say it's not a Rishus Yochid. You can't carry in there. Have a lizroik, but maybe when a person throws from a Rishus Rabim into that area, Moidelei, the Chum agree that Lechumri, you consider it a Rishus Rabim, a Rishus Yochid, I mean, and you would be considered Chayiv when you're Zorik in it from a Rishus Rabim to it. If a person is Zorik from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, I've had it to Chumri to say a Chayiv. So maybe Chum agree that the two rows of homes are considered Rishus Yochid Lechumra. To carry in it, avadanish, betonish, it's not a Rishus Yochid. But to throw in it, we're machme, we agree, we're maskim, that it's a Rishus Yochid. So, avalizroik, moidele, kamash melon, that not even lizroik, beiz mechitzes is nothing. And And what's it called? We don't consider Beis Mechitza Rishus HaYochid. You're not going to be chayev when you zerk from Rishus Rabim to it. It is a Rishus Rabim. As long as it wasn't Dalai Lama's that you threw, obviously. But it's not considered Rishus HaYochid, even the Chumrah. Kamash Balon, that Chumrah argue in totality, and Beis Mechitza is nothing.
What about
Dalai Lama's? Avad, if you throw Dalai Lama's in Rishus Rabim, you're also going to be chayev. That's a Nudin. You can't be Mavid Dalai Lama's. So the Chumrah do not consider this area Rishus HaYochid, even the Chumrah. So if you're zerik from Rishus Rabim to it, it's like throwing the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim, as long as it didn't travel for Amos. If it traveled for Amos, of course you're chayiv. You're always chayiv in Rishus Rabim by zerik dal Amos. Now in Shin Samach Gimel, we talk a paskin. When we make an Erev, we do not make it on a Rishus Rabim, only on a Rishus HaYochid, and you have to have, not Beis Mechitzas, you have to have Gimel Mechitzas. Zog the Gemara. Omar Mar. So we explained the first part of the Braisa, Zu Rishus Yochid Gemura, Lafuke what? Lafuke Rabbi Yehuda, that says, two mechitzas is Rishus Yochid. Omar Mar, it said in the Braisa, the second part we learned, Zu Rishus Rabim. What is Rishus Rabim? We said, Esratia, Aplatia, all these areas that marketplaces that people sell their wares, and Mevoy Samufaloshin, or thoroughfares that are open on both sides. That's Rishus Rabim Gemura. And it says, Vav Ame wide. Zog di Gemara, Limute Mai. It says, Zui. Zui's coming to Lafuke. What other area is not a Rishus Rabim? Zog di Gemara, Limute Mai. Limute Idich Reb Yehuda. It's coming to Lafuke, another Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, what's this other Reb Yehuda? State in Mishnah Ervin. Reb Yehuda Omer. The Oile Regolim, when they traveled with their animals, so sometimes they were stuck for Shabbos. And they have to draw water from the well over Shabbos to feed their animals, to feed themselves. But the well is Omeg Yud, the well is Rishus HaYochid. And the people that are now in the travel are in Rishus Rabim. How do you carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim? You can't take water from the well. So the Chachamim said that what could you do? That you take that means you take here these type of, you see this, like this? 45 degree angles, not the whole mechitza, just an angle, like you have by the sukkahs, those angles, 45 degree angle in one corner around the well, 45 degree angle going a drop into both ruchos on the second corner, 45 degrees going a drop into the next two corner ruchos. So you're basically covering all ruchos with not real mechitzas. But because you have less than 10 amos in between, but you have up to 10 amos in between, but you have some type of resemblance of a mechitza going on all four sides around the well, and that Chachamim said was enough that you can draw water from the well. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, im hoyse derech Rishus Rabim mafsakton, if people walk through there, you want to make this into Rishus HaYochid that you can carry water from the well for the oil of the golem, but if people are walking through there, Derech Rishus Rabim mafsakton. It's mafsikit. It makes it into Rishus Rabim. Im derech Rishus Rabim mafsakton yisakena letzodim. Then you have to tell the people, no, don't walk over here. Betonish duchgein. If you walk through it, then it becomes Rishus Rabim. So zui limute Rishus Rabim of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, pasibi rois, that the people walk through as a thoroughfare, you mesalak them letzodim, because it turns into Rishus Rabim, and you won't be able to carry water, draw water from the well. So we see that zui limute Rishus Rabim. Is that what we say? All these Sratia and Platia and Mevoisim Falosh and Rishus Rabim, Lafuke, what the Yehuda also considers Rishus Rabim, if people walk through. Chachomim say, no, that doesn't stare the Rishus Rabim. We still remain with the fest, the mechitzas that we created called Kapasim Birois, even though it's very minimal, but that still remains Rishus Yochid. So it's Lafuke, this Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara and Ervin, as the Stira Rashi hints it over here, it's a Pella. Rabbi Yehuda a second ago said, you can have two mechitzas on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, and people are walking through the whole day. It's a Rishus HaYochid, two mechitzas enough. And over here, suddenly he cares about people walking through the Pasibi Rois. A second Rabbi Yehuda did not care about people walking through two mechitzas, and now suddenly we care, Ramin on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers the Gevaldik Teretz. When you have two real mechitzas, then we don't care about people. When you have four knappe mechitzas, not real mechitzas, just a corner piece, so then Rabbi Yehuda cares about people walking through. And the same thing with the Rabbonon. Because the Ma'ilon Rabbonon over here, they say that it doesn't stare, and before it does, because over here you have four, and over there you only have two. By two, I care about people walking through. So it's not a Rishus, it's a Rishus, it turned into a Rishus Rabbim. It's not a Rishus Yochid like Rabbi Yehuda. But by four, people can walk through. You might have four. I did not four real mechitzas, the mile of four. Each one looks at a different aspect. Rabbonin look at the mile of four, Rabbi Yehuda looks at the fact that it's not real mechitzas, so it's a Rishus Rabbim when people walk through. So again, this Lafuke, this Rabbi Yehuda. So, why is it called the Rishus Ram Gemura? Zu Rishus Ram Gemura. So, Gemara, I did ton of Reisha Gemura, ton of Nami Sefer Gemura. Here you can't say the Teretz before that even Chumra, because he was saying for Keret. We're saying it to Rishus Rabim. Zog the Gemara, the Lichshav Nami Midbar, a new Kasha. Why do we say Sratya Platya Mavoyis Amfuloshim? Oh, Rishus Rabim, a Midbar is a Grois, Rishus Rabim, the ganze Welt can gain Dalton. Why is a Midbar not a Rishus Rabim? Dotanya, Ezer Rishus Rabim, Sratya Platya Gdolim Voice Amfuloshim. Vaha Midbar, the Bryce clearly says Midbar. So why do we before not enumerate Midbar too? Omer Rabbi Eloi Kasha, depends. Kambez Man Shisrol, Shruim Be Midbar, Kambez Man Azeh, it depends. When Klai Yisrol is in the midbar. Fakert, we learn Rishus Ram from Digla Midbar. When the Klal Yisrael is in the midbar, so then it's Rishus Rabim. Then you have Shishim Riboy over there. Then they lived over there. Then it's Rishus Rabim. That's what Rashi learns. When Yisrael is in the midbar, then it's Rishus Rabim. The Gans Klal Yisrael is Dalton. That's Rishus Rabim. However, Bizman Azeh, who goes into the midbar? It's not Rishus Rabim. Yes, it's open to the public, but it's not Rabim Mahalchim Shom. It's not a place of Rabim. So then it's not Rishus Rabim. So when do we enumerate in the Braisa? Bizman Shisrael Shruin Shom. When not, when the Yisrael is not Shruin Shom. Now, that is how Rashi learns. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, Punkt Fakert. Bizman Azeh, the midbar is Rishus Rabim. Why? Because there's no Machni Yisrael to stare me. When his machni is sold, he can't just walk into people's tents. The midbar is a place of yechidim in his manish yisrael shuim boy. Bizman hazer, it's a rishus rabim. I, according to the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, all we learn digla midbar, we learn rishus rabim. All the limudim rishus rabim from digla midbar. So how could it be that this not rishus rabim bizman yisrael shuim? So the answer that the chayim answer that Bizman, the piruk and the nesia, that's when it's a rishus rabim. Bizman the chanoya, it's not a rishus rabim. They're living, they're camping. You can't just walk in through people's tents. Bizman the piruk, bizman the nesia, that's from there we learn digla midbar. That it's rishus rabim. Now, rishus rabim, the criteria is tezayin ama. If you're learning from digla midbar, if you're learning over here bizman shisroh shruin, so lechayru it would require shishim riboy. That means 600,000 people to be considered Rishus Rabim. Doesn't mean every day, doesn't mean once only on Shabbos, or it means every day, or able to. That is going to be a big machlokes, be halacha, v'shteitz achol, to be showing him, discuss this, and that's enough kamina legabe erev and bizman hazeh. We can only make an erev and close something off and make shaf mechitzas when it is not a Rishus Rabim deraisa. So it's a big nafkamina. Could you make an erev on a place that if you need Shishim Riboy, it's much easier to make Eruvin in areas that are Tezayin, because you don't have the Shishim Riboy. If you don't need Shishim Riboy, then it's much more Chomedic to make an Eruv. The Chazanish has a big Yisoid, and the Bialocha says that many cities have a problem because of Shusram Deraisa. Chazanish argues and he says, Roiv Ayoras, and he brings an example, Paris, is not a Shusram Deraisa. Why? Because since we have homes, and driveways, and homes, and driveways, and open areas, and closed areas, it's oymed meruba ala poritz midaraisa, it's a mechava mechitza deraisa. Midaraisa, it's a mechitza. Yes, you have oymed meruba, midaraisa, it's enough. I've had a midrabonon, it's not enough. But midaraisa is not a shusum midaraisa, because oymed meruba ala poritz, you have a majority of homes over open areas. That's a chiddush of Chazanish, which is a big cooler in Hilchos Erevin. Zog tomorrow weiter. So Tosfos Taka says, "Kan bizman shisrael shruim b'midbar." That's the yisod of shishim riboy. Mash b'ktzas the ein rishus ram elam came mitzuyin sham shishim riboy kumay b'midbar. Zog the more vayta omamar im hoytzi v'hichnis b'shoy geik chayv chatos. We said before in the dalag rishuyos, if you carry from rishus yochet to rishus ram, if you did it b'shoy geik chayv chatos, b'mezi onus kors v'zniskal b'shoy geik chayv chatos pshita. You need to tell me afashteitzach if you niskal on a mezit, you're shoy geik chayv chatos. That's an algemen and that's a general din by all hilchos Shabbos. B'shoy geik chayv chatos b'mezit is kila b'hasra, and otherwise it's onus kors. So Gemara b'mezit onus kors v'niskal itzchalei. The chiddush is that you niskal. Why? Why is that not a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? It's also pshita. Then you niskal. That's all isui Shabbos if you have asra. The Omar Rav said as follows: Motzosi b'Megillah Storim. I found a Megillah Storim. Teresh Abapeh was never written down. Megillah Storim, something that they wrote. Rav Isi wrote. Isi ben Yehuda wrote, and it was hidden. But he found this hidden scroll. Motzosi Megillah Storim be'Rav Chiya v'Kosbei. Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Ovis Malachas Mem Chosach Achas. There are 39 Ovis Malachas I've learned later in the Mishnah 9 Gimel. Ve'ein Chayev Ela Achas. And if you do all of them behelam Echos, without a yedi in between, you only chayv one time. Is that so? Not like that. All of his melachas mem chosach achas. The 39 melachas. V'avinu bo, we asked the question. Minyan alomeli. Why do you have to say number of 39? Didn't you have to say 39? Just count whatever the Mishnah enumerates. All the lamentas melachas, and you'll get to the number 39. What's the purpose of saying a minyan? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, shim osan kulam behelam echas. If he did all of them behelam echas, chayev al kol achas v'achas. So that's incorrect to say you only chayev one if you do kulam behelam echas. It's clearly you chayev on each one individually. Ela ema, what does it mean? Achas ein chayev al achas mehen. One of them you're not going to be chayev skila. All the others melachas, if you do b'mezit with asra and edim, you chayev skila. There's an exception to the rule. We don't know which one. The Megillah Storim did not say which one. But we know this is not the one. This is not what we mistapik about. Is this the Melacha? Because otherwise it's Asra Sofik. And you never know. But this is not the one that you're going to be Chayiv Skila, that you're part of from Skila. Zag the Mora, Ele Eime, and Chayiv Al Achzman. Is not one of those that we're misupik about if you're chayev on its skila or not. You are chayev skila. And that's what it says. B'mezid on ishkoriz v'niskal. Don't be mistapik. Hoitzoh is not what the Megillah Storim was referring to. What was the Megillah Storim referring to? So pashas, it's going on havora, because the whole sukkah of havora l'alav yotzes. So burning, havora is alav, maybe we don't pass like that. We have all of them. We don't pass like Megillah Storim. But that was the Megillah Storim possibly referring to. But upon him, that is what it tells me, why we need to tell us that b'mezid on ishkoriz v'niskal is to tell me this din. Now Tosis points out that Isi ben Yehuda's din, one of them you're not going to be chayiv skila on, that one you will be chayiv chatos. Meaning this whole din, that achas mehen, you're not going to be chayiv skila, it's only going on skila, but about a chatos yichayiv. And Taisa brings his raya from the fact that the Gemara started off the sugya, and the Gemara said, Zok Taisa, hokamashman karav, mikamedak degree, the loikatoni isi, ein chayiv al achas mehen el askila. Meaning, ain't a chayv al achzman, one of them is an exception to the rules on the skila part. But even that exception to the rule, you will be chayv echatos b'shoigig. Aval echatos chayv al kulam, even on that one. Why? The ikoy echatos, if the exception is also on chatos, im ken kiporich b'shoigig chayv chatos pshita, the Gemara started with the kasha, b'shoigig chayv chatos pshita, and then the Gemara says, b'mezit onish koris v'niskal itzchalei. And the Gemara says, that's also Pshita. And then the Gemara says, Kamashalom, the Chiddush of Isi ben Yehuda. Why did the Gemara not right away answer the Chiddush of Isi ben Yehuda on Shogi Chayv Chatos? Must be that Isi ben Yehuda would not be a teret on Shogi Chayv Chatos. Because all of them are Chayv Chatos, Shogi. Even the one that is exception to the rule, that is not going to be Chayv Skila. So Tesis, im ken ki porach b'shogi Chayv Chatos, Pshita avla lishmiya, Kamashalom, kirav. The teretz that we gave, b'meizin onish koriz itzchalei, is not really a teretz, because we were already asked on that also pshita, until we answer the chiddush of Isi ben Yehuda. So go straight, directly to the point, and say, Isi ben Yehuda is a chiddush on the chatos part. You asked pshita chatos, you answered meizit chiddush. You said meizit is pshita too, so you answered Isi is the chiddush. So say directly the teretz of Isi on the chatos part. Zoktesis, the chatos is not... Isi is not referring to the chiddush of the chatos part, because the chatos, all of the lamates melachas are chayv chatos b'shegeg. We'll stop over here. Davova Medbeis by the two dots. Omar Mar Avayamu Biko, 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Omid.